reviving history, preserving character in historic home renovations. There's a quality to pre-war Manhattan apartments that no new construction can manufacture. The particular weight of horsehair plaster walls, crown molding with the kind of handwork detail that contemporary millwork approximates, but never quite reaches. Hardwood floors with a century of grain and patina. Pocket doors that slide with the quiet precision of original craftsmanship. These are not incidental features. They are the reason people seek out these buildings, pay premiums to live in them, and then face the genuine challenge of making them work for contemporary life. Historic renovation in New York City is its own discipline. The materials are different, the regulatory environment is more complex, and the stakes of a misjudged decision are higher when what you're working with is irreplaceable. The goal is not to preserve a space as a museum exhibit, or to modernize it into something that erases its history. It's to make the building's character and the requirements of modern living genuinely compatible with each other. Case study: modernizing a Victorian brownstone kitchen. When I first walked into my 1890s Victorian brownstone, I fell in love with the soaring ceilings and intricate plasterwork, but the kitchen hadn't been updated since the 1950s, recalls Sarah, a graphic designer who spent 2 years restoring her Brooklyn home. The original butler's pantry had been converted into a cramped galley kitchen with linoleum floors and fluorescent lighting that made the beautiful architecture feel forgotten. We decided to restore the butler's pantry concept, but with modern functionality. Custom cabinetry that matched the home's original woodwork housed contemporary appliances, and we installed period-appropriate fixtures with LED technology. The biggest challenge was updating the electrical and plumbing without damaging the original horsehair plaster walls, which required skilled craftspeople who understood historic construction methods. Now the kitchen feels like it could have always been there, just with the convenience of a dishwasher and induction cooktop behind cabinet panels that match the original millwork. For Manhattan brownstones and apartments in designated historic districts, including Greenwich Village, the Upper West Side Historic District, and Riverside Drive, this kind of work involves an additional layer of oversight. The NYC Landmarks Preservation Commission reviews any proposed changes to the exterior, and in some cases, significant interior alterations in landmark buildings. LPC approval runs parallel to the standard DOB permit process and should be factored into the project timeline from the earliest planning stage. Case study: uncovering character in a 1920s apartment. My 1920s apartment had incredible bones, original hardwood floors, detailed crown molding, and tall windows that flood the space with light. But decades of poor renovations had covered most of it up, shares Michael, who spent 8 months undoing previous modifications. Someone had installed drop ceilings that hid beautiful plasterwork, covered the hardwood with carpet, and painted over all the original woodwork in flat white. My restoration became an archaeological project, carefully removing layers to reveal what was underneath. We discovered original pocket doors that had been sealed shut, restored the hardwood floors to their natural color, and spent weeks stripping paint from the intricate window casings to reveal the original wood grain. What Michael's experience also illustrates is how much of this work intersects with building approval requirements that many owners don't anticipate. In co-op apartments, even restoration work that reveals original elements rather than altering them often requires board review before it begins. Removing a drop ceiling affects the structure of the unit and potentially the acoustic relationship with neighboring apartments. Restoring sealed pocket doors involves wall modification. These are not obstacles to avoid, they are part of the process, and a design build team with experience in Manhattan historic properties treats them as standard coordination rather than complications. The renovation choices that succeeded most were those that worked with the existing architecture rather than against it. Modern lighting complemented the period fixtures. The bathroom was updated with vintage-inspired tile, authentic to the era. Furniture was chosen to honor the apartment's proportions and architectural sensibility. Understanding the regulatory landscape. Historic renovation in Manhattan operates within several overlapping frameworks that shape what's possible, what requires approval, and in what sequence decisions need to be made. NYC Landmarks Preservation Commission jurisdiction applies to buildings within designated historic districts and to individual landmark properties. LPC review covers exterior alterations in all cases and may extend to significant interior work in designated interior landmarks. For owners in these buildings, engaging with an architect or design-build firm familiar with LPC submission requirements early in the process is essential. The Commission's review timelines vary by project scope and should be built into the overall schedule alongside DOB permitting and co-op or Tondo board approval. Board approval in co-op buildings covers a broader range of work than many owners expect. Restoration projects, because they often involve opening walls, ceiling modification, or changes to floor surfaces, often require approval. These details are crucial to a smooth restoration process. Typically fall under the alteration agreement process, regardless of whether they add new elements or reveal original ones. The acoustic implications of removing carpet and restoring hardwood, for example, are a legitimate building concern that boards routinely address through underlayment requirements and noise standards. DOB permits are required for structural work, electrical upgrades, plumbing modifications, and any work affecting the building systems, regardless of whether the property is landmarked. The right sequence for historic renovation. The order in which historic renovation work is addressed matters more than in standard renovation, because decisions made early constrain or enable everything that follows. Structural concerns come first. Foundation integrity, sagging floors, weakened beams, and any load-bearing element that has been compromised by age or previous intervention must be assessed and addressed before any other work begins. What's behind the walls must be resolved before investing in what goes on them. Water and moisture control follows. Historic buildings accumulate moisture vulnerabilities over decades, and unresolved water intrusion will undermine every subsequent investment. Roof integrity, drainage, and waterproofing should be confirmed before mechanical or finish work proceeds. Mechanical systems come next. Electrical upgrades, plumbing replacement, and HVAC modernization all require access to wall and ceiling cavities. Sequencing this work before plaster repair and finish restoration avoids the costly and painful process of reopening completed surfaces. Restoration of original architectural details follows once the systems behind them are resolved. Plasterwork, moldings, original wood surfaces, and period hardware can then be addressed without risk of subsequent damage from mechanical work. Modern conveniences and technology integrate last, fitted into the restored fabric of the building rather than imposed on it. What problems are most common in older Manhattan buildings? The most frequent issues in pre-war Manhattan apartments and brownstones follow a consistent pattern. Outdated electrical systems, including overloaded circuits, ungrounded wiring, and original panels that predate modern load requirements, are nearly universal in buildings of sufficient age. Aging plumbing with corroded supply lines and slow drainage is common, particularly where previous renovations address surface finishes without touching infrastructure. Poor insulation and air sealing produce drafts and energy loss that are particularly noticeable in buildings with original single-pane windows. Deteriorating original plasterwork, while often restorable, requires skilled assessment to determine what can be saved and what must be replaced. Moisture and mold behind walls and basements and around aging window frames appear frequently in buildings where water management has been deferred across ownership cycles. Each of these requires resolution in the sequence described above, beginning with structure and moisture, proceeding through mechanical systems, and arriving at finish and restoration work only once the conditions behind the surfaces are sound. When to restore and when to replace. The decision between restoration and replacement in a historic property turns on several factors: safety, energy performance, cost, and the architectural value of the original element. Replacement is the right choice when safety is genuinely compromised, when the cost of repair exceeds the cost of replacement without a meaningful quality advantage, or when the existing element cannot meet current building code requirements, regardless of condition. Restoration is the right choice when the element has genuine architectural or historical value, when the original material is of higher quality than available replacements, and when the character of the building depends on its presence. Original hardwood floors, solid brass hardware, cast iron radiators, hand-worked plaster moldings, and solid wood doors with original profiles almost always merit restoration over replacement. Original wood windows, often assumed to be candidates for replacement on energy efficiency grounds, can frequently be brought to modern performance standards through weather stripping, reglazing, and the addition of interior storm panels, a solution that preserves the building's character while meaningfully reducing energy loss. The most successful historic renovations combine both approaches, replacing what affects safety and efficiency, restoring what gives the building its identity. Do I need Landmarks Preservation Commission approval to renovate my Manhattan apartment? It depends on the building and the scope of work. If your building is an individual landmark or located within a designated historic district, LPC review is required for exterior alterations and may be required for significant interior work in designated interior landmarks. For most interior renovations in landmarked buildings, LPC jurisdiction covers the exterior only, and interior work proceeds through the standard DOB and board approval process. Confirming your building's landmark status and the specific scope of LPC oversight is an essential early step in planning any renovation. A design-build firm with experience in Manhattan historic properties can identify the applicable requirements and manage the submission process. Can I restore original features in a co-op apartment without board approval? In most co-op buildings, restoration work that involves opening ceilings, modifying walls, or changing floor surfaces requires board review under the alteration agreement, regardless of whether the intent is restoration rather than new construction. Removing a drop ceiling, unsealing pocket doors, or stripping and refinishing original hardwood floors all have implications for neighboring units and building infrastructure that boards legitimately review. The approval process for restoration work is generally straightforward when the scope is clearly documented, but it should be initiated before work begins rather than after. How do I find contractors experienced in historic Manhattan renovation? The most reliable indicators are specific and verifiable. Ask about prior experience with horsehair plaster, original wood window restoration, and period millwork replication. Ask whether the firm has worked in LPC-regulated buildings and is familiar with the commission's approval process. Request references from comparable historic renovation projects, and where possible, visit completed work. Design-build firms that specialize in Manhattan residential renovation and work regularly in pre-war buildings develop the relationships with skilled craftspeople and the familiarity with historic construction methods that this work requires. How does historic renovation affect resale value in Manhattan? Thoughtfully preserved and restored historic character consistently commands a premium in the Manhattan market. Buyers seeking pre-war apartments are specifically drawn to original detail, and renovations that honor that character while integrating modern systems and finishes tend to compete strongly at resale. Conversely, renovations that obscure or remove original features in favor of a generic contemporary aesthetic often reduce the competitive appeal of a pre-war property. The most valuable outcome is a building that reads as authentically itself while functioning as a contemporary home. How long does a historic renovation in a Manhattan co-op typically take? Timelines vary significantly based on scope, building type, and the regulatory process involved. A restoration project focused on uncovering and repairing original features while updating mechanical systems might run 4 to 6 months from board approval through completion. A full renovation that combines historic restoration with significant layout changes, new mechanical systems, and LPC coordination can extend to a year or more, particularly when LPC review and co-op board approval run sequentially rather than in parallel. Building the full regulatory timeline into the project schedule from the beginning, rather than treating approvals as a preliminary formality, is the most reliable way to set accurate expectations.